Hey guys, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. And I want to talk to you today about small cell deployment and specifically eight tips on partnership. And what I'm really going to go over is the partners that you're going to work with. So, but before I get started, I thought I would just bring up about this last weekend. I didn't put a blog or a podcast out, and I apologize. I just had a lot going on. I had some family commitments I had to do. I had a lot of work, professional stuff and other stuff, and then I had a lot of things break around the house. I just had a lot going on, guys. I had to work with the family a lot, and I also had to do a lot of other work. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. I apologize. Just wanted to apologize about that. So let's get started today. I had a lot of people get back to me about small cells. They wanted me to put out another small cell segment, and this is something that I think is very important when you're doing deployments, okay? What I want to talk about is your partners in small cell. Eight tips on partnership, and I'm specifically going to into the eight partners that you are going to work with. And the first one I want to start with is the site acquisition companies. They're going to be your partners in this because that's who's asset you're mounting on, whether it's a pole, it's a building, light pole, wood pole, power pole, telephone pole, wherever it is, a street lamp, anything like that. They're your partner. So what you're going to want to do is make sure that you understand what they expect you to do and also understand which assets are theirs. If you're going down a street with 30 poles, you'd better know which pole you're mounting on. It's very important. If they have a cabinet on the pole already, say, I know I've seen this in the bigger cities, Crown Castle and Edge Connects has them. And it's just something they do to put on the pole to get around permitting. They get it permitted and they get it approved ahead of time. So it's very important that you understand where you're mounting, what you're mounting in, what you're mounting to, and how you're going to mount it there. So, and you're going to have to work with the site acquisition companies because they're the ones that own that own or manage the asset that you're mounting to. Second partner, OEMs, which is original equipment manufacturers, and by this I mean the people that make the small cell. They're the ones that are going to be providing you the small cell for you to install the small cell properly without errors. You want to make sure that you understand what they want you to do. Here's what I mean by that. They're probably going to have a certification program. You want to make sure you're certified. So prior to bidding on these jobs, you're going to understand what you're going to be installing. So you want to know exactly what you're installing. And the equipment out there, Alcatel-Lucent has small cells. I'm going to concentrate on outdoor, guys, because there's a lot of enterprise stuff. Concentrate on outdoor. Alcatel-Lucent makes small cells, Ericsson, Nokia, and Samsung. Irvana and Airspan, I think, are out there too. So they all make outdoor small cells as far as I know. I could be wrong. Maybe Irvana makes indoor. But anyway, you're going to want to understand who the OEM is because you want to be certified in that because you want to know how to do the grounding, how to do the fiber connection. It's not just, you know, strapping it to a pole or drilling a couple holes in the wall and anchoring it and hanging it up. There's more to it than that. You're going to want to know how to position the antennas, whether the antennas are integrated on the unit or whether you have to run cables, what type of cables you run, how to terminate the fiber, what the options are, and what the power is going to be on the unit. But grounding's a big deal. God knows if you screw up grounding, everyone points at grounding. So I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that. Number three, deployment vendors. What do I mean by that? Well, unless you are working directly for the customer, chances are you're working for a general contractor that's going to hire you to do the deployment. So that's going to be your partner. If you have a smaller crew in a city of like five or six guys and you're just going to do that city or do that region, it's best to know who you're working with, and it's best to understand exactly what they want. I'll get into more of this later, but they're your partner. Any deployment company is probably going to hire several smaller installing companies. And why are they going to do that? Because a lot of time the carriers want to deal with as few people as possible or as few companies as possible because they're into that one throat to choke mentality. So what they're going to do is hire someone to do a region or nationwide or as much as they can. this could also be site acquisition companies. I know a lot of site acquisition companies were going to help the carriers manage this. The carrier may hire you direct, which is great. Then you work for the carrier. But it's very important to understand that they're your partner. They want you to be as successful as you want to be successful, because we all want to get paid at the end of the day. And the other thing is, if you're local in the area, they'll probably want you for maintenance too. So if something breaks, they may have you come out to repair it. That's reoccurring income, guys. Maintenance fee, all right? Number four, the end customer. The end customer is probably one of your most important partners. And even if you're two tiers down and a contractor out there, you still want to know who the end customer is. And chances are they'll have a MOP, which is a method of process. You're going to want to understand how they want things installed. There should be a site design for each pole. So you should have either a CAD drawing, and if you're going to look at these drawings, the site acquisition company may do this, but if you're going to look at the drawing, what you're going to want to do is look to where you mount it. And it may be cookie cutter. I don't know if they're going to have it cookie cutter or not, but you're going to want to make sure you understand on each pole how it's mounted. It would be wonderful if it was cookie cutter and you could do them all the same. Reality's not like that. I mean, you could say that about 100-foot monopoles. They're all going to be the same. They never are. There's other people there. There's other things there. If you're on a wood pole, there could be a wire hanging down. There could be something else there. There could be a cable wire right where you want to mount something. Well, that's going to be a problem, okay? So you want to make sure that you have the drawings. Someone should have done a site survey prior. It might have been your company, but someone else may have done it prior to you going out there. So the carrier, the end customer, I say carrier, could be public safety, could be anybody, but they're going to be your most important partner because they're going to have the way things should be mounted. And they should also have a site design for you to look at. That site design is going to be key. Number five on my list are the backhaul companies. Why is that important? Who's going to be your backhaul? Are you terminating fiber? Are you terminating copper, which would be like, yeah, say maybe an RJ45? Are you terminating cable, which, you know, might be an RG6, you know, some type of DOCSIS interface? That's important, guys. You're going to have to know what connectors you're going to need. You're going to have to know how to terminate if you're terminating fiber. If you could do fiber jumpers, that'd be awesome. The reality is you might have to put connectors on the fiber. You might have to make a fiber jumper at a specific length. You're going to have to know what connector you're going to be installing. With that, different backhaul companies do it different. And if you think just because you're in one city, you're going to work with one backhaul company, well, good luck, because the reality is, and I'll tell you this, I worked on a job in LA for small cell deployment, and we were just covering like, say, maybe a 3 to 5 mile area, and we had roughly 5 different backhaul companies. We thought the cable company could do it. They couldn't do it all. They could do a few streets. Verizon could do a few streets. And we had 3 other backhaul companies that could do a few streets. You want to be as close to the fiber as possible to cut down costs. We would all love if we could just have one big fiber company do the backhaul for them, whether it's dark fiber, lit fiber, whatever, or copper, whatever, whatever they're going to supply. I'm telling you right now, they like fiber, because these LTE deployments, most of these are going to be for heavy data usage, okay? So heavy data usage, they're going to want fiber, 100 gig maybe. I'm sorry, I meant 100 meg. 100 meg up to a gig. 100 gig would be pretty cool though. Really, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be probably a lot of fiber, maybe copper. The cable companies, maybe if you can get away with that, that'd be great. But you have to know what you're installing. You go out there blind, you're going to be waiting on connectors. Number 6 on my list are the distributors. Distributors and suppliers. I'm telling you, these guys are going to be your lifeline if you run out of parts. If you have a van and you have all your parts in it, and you have every possible connector you think you'll need, that's awesome. Hopefully your van doesn't get broken into. Hopefully you have everything you need. Some things you can get at Lowe's or Home Depot. They're easy, or Gray Bar, whatever's nearby. Like if you need RG6 connectors or RJ45, those are common. They're easy. You need copper, anything like that, or the RG6 coax, whatever you're going to hook up. However, fiber connectors, not so easy to get at a moment's notice. I don't think Lowe's or Home Depot will have them. Gray Bar, I don't know, to be honest with you. I haven't shopped at Gray Bar in a long time. If they don't have them in stock, they may have them next day, but I would buy more mechanical things at Gray Bar. I never bought anything like that at Gray Bar, but maybe you guys have. So make sure that if you are staying at a hotel, if you're out of town or something, that you have the address, because if you're going to have to call somebody, say a Tally, a Tesco, a Hutton, and you're going to have them FedEx you something overnight, it would be real convenient if you had the address on you and you could order it while you're on the spot. Okay, that's just good common sense, guys. That's your partner right there. Number 7 on my list is, I put lift rental companies. This could be a bucket truck company, a JLG lift, anyone like that that you may use for deployment. If you're just going to use ladders, or if you have your own bucket trucks, great, ignore this and you don't have to worry about these guys. But if you do, if you're going to rent something like that, these companies are going to be number 1 on your list. You're going to need to know what you need to rent the truck, whether you just need a credit card or a JLG. Rent a credit card for a truck. If you need a CDL to rent a truck, let's say you're going a little higher than a normal truck would, a smaller bucket truck, and you need a CDL, if you show up and nobody on your crew has a CDL, you're going to look stupid. They're not going to give you the truck because they have a requirement and they have insurance they have to deal with. So they're not going to give you a truck if you don't have a CDL. Commercial driver's license. I had one when I worked for one company about 10 years ago, and it was something that we got there because we had a truck there. We all had to rotate in case we had to drive the truck. So we all got CDLs. We did not have the air brake or anything else. We just had a basic CDL, right? Which I think all that was a standard test, and the physical, the eyesight test, and then we had a drug test. Everywhere I worked, they had random drug tests all the time. It always surprises me when I hear about guys that are on drugs at Towers, because I got tested all the time, you know, me and the whole crew. Anyway, sorry, I'm off track. So the lift rental companies, it's going to be another partner you're going to have to deal with if you're going to rent it in another city, or if you don't have your own trucks. And you know what? If you're doing a small job, or if you're just doing, say, 1,000 of these and you can rent a truck, it'll save you money rather than buying one, or at least I think it will. As long as you build it into cost. Remember that when you're bidding these jobs, guys. Number 8 in my list is the project manager. If they work for your company, great. You have a relationship, you get along with them, great. But if they work for another company, or if the end customer hires a project management company, this person had better be one of your best friends. Like them or hate them, they want you to be as successful as you want you to be as successful in this deployment, because they're the ones that are going to manage everything. They're going to be the ones that have to deal with you. They're going to have to deal with site acquisition. They're going to have to deal with, let's say, the OEMs to make sure the parts are there, the warehouse, the staging, whatever needs done, okay? So the best thing you can do is make friends with the project manager. If something goes wrong, you're going to be arguing. You're going to be pointing fingers. Nobody's going to be happy. But if something goes wrong and you guys can work it out together, that's very important. So when you do your deployment, your chances are you're going to have to take pictures of every deployment. That's very important for all these. Make sure you take a picture of everything. If you're a certified installer, make sure you have pictures of the installation to explain to them you did it the way the OEM wants it, or if the carrier has their own process, you're going to do it the way the OEM tells you, or the customer tells you, I'm sorry. You're going to do it the way the customer tells you, the end customer, let's say a carrier or public safety. You're going to do it the way they tell you. If they say do it the way the OEM tells you, you're going to do it the way the OEM tells you. Either way, you want to do it right. You don't want a second trip, because that eats into cost. You want to install it. You want to get out there once. Install it. Bring it live. Hook up the backhaul. Hook up the power. And you're done. So power is going to be another issue. I didn't bring it up, but like whether it's site acquisition, the site owner that brings in the power, it could be backhaul if the cable company is going to break power out of their cable and they're going to give you data and power, or if power is going to be waiting for you at the site, because they'll probably have to get someone else to do power. I think most of you guys doing deployment probably don't have electricians on staff. Maybe you do. If you do, awesome. So you'll get that work too, but the backhaul is going to have to be there waiting for you. The power is going to have to be there waiting for you. You're going to have to hook up everything and make sure it works. Chances are you'll be on site while they test. And I'm just throwing this all out there for you guys. Make sure you know what you're in for. Again, follow the plan. Understand the plan. Understand whose assets you're going on. understand who the backhaul companies are, understand who the OEM is, so you know if you're certified or not. And this is something to think about when you bid. Understand who the deployment vendors are, because you're going to understand who you're working for. Maybe you already have a relationship. I mentioned backhaul, the end customer. Understand who the end customer is, because they may have a different process. Make sure you know your distributors and suppliers for the type of connectors that you're working on, because you might need replacements, or you might need them sent to you. You might need them overnighted. If you're going to rent a truck, make sure you know who your lift company is. And the project manager you're working with, try to get along with them. If you work, hey, you know, in every business, you always have your group of idiots and a-holes that you got to deal with, okay? That's just the way it is. I wish it weren't that way. It's just the way it is. But the best thing you can do, a lot of these people, a lot of great PMs out there, just like deployment installers, a lot of great deployment people, a lot of great installers, let's all just try to get along, because we all want the same thing in the end. We want a successful deployment. We want to be very successful. We don't want to make a second trip. We want to make sure that everything works the way it should work. Everything looks pretty, because, you know, if it looks pretty, it's good. The grounding's proper. The backhaul works. The fiber to the backhaul is nice and clean and passing is what it should pass. The power's hooked up properly, whether it's 120 volts AC, negative 48 volts, or whether it's 90 volts coming off a cable connection or something like that. We want to make sure it all works. So, and just for fun, if you think you can do it alone, as a big Steve Martin fan, I remember the movie The Jerk when he said he didn't need anything or anybody. And I threw that clip in there for you guys at the end of the blog. So now a few other notes. If anyone's listening about the how that didn't take the poll for the jobs yet, I have a link in my website underneath the video. You know, do me a favor, fill out the poll, email me, get back to me. I had about 250 people respond. I know I can do better. I had a lot more of you look at the post. I can't figure it out. 600 people read the post. 250 people did the survey. You know, what's up with that? I don't understand. So the other thing, Hubble Foundation, it's very important. If you can donate to Hubble, please do. You know, I have a post in there. This year, I think we lost eight tower workers so far, so which is very sad. 2013, we lost 13 workers. And 2012, we only lost two. And in 2011, we lost six. We don't want to lose any more. That's why Nate came out with a 100% tie-off program, because apparently we have to tell everyone to be extra safe. I'm on a lot of these job forums where I know a lot of the older guys, they tie off all the time now. They're setting a good example, but they just felt like there were less accidents when they were more careful. So listen, if you're newer to the business or you've been in it a while, don't get lazy, don't get cocky, just tie off. It's better for everybody. And it sets a good example for the new guys if you've been around a while. And that's the key. If we can set a good example and everyone follows that example, everyone's careful, nobody takes, let's say, bad chances, nobody gets hurt. Because at the end of the day, every one of us wants to go home to our families. And I don't think I'm out of line saying that. I think everyone out there wants to be happy and healthy when they go home, either at the end of the day or at the end of the week. They want to go home and see their family. They do. So I'd like you guys to get back to me if you can. Well, give to Hubble. That's my point. So I got two new things I'm working on. I'll get into this. I'm writing a couple things I'm working on. One, I'm writing a book about my different jobs in the industry, just to give you an overview of different jobs. And the other thing I want to do is put together a library for this Wade for Wireless that has quick references that you guys can use out in the field. If you have ideas on that, get back to me. I know I do get stuff from a lot of you guys, and I got to get to it. I've been real busy lately. I got some interviews coming up, some different things I'm working on, and I've just been slammed. So I'll try to get back on track here, but if you guys can just give me some feedback, if you have ideas about what you'd like to see, what you'd like to hear, something you'd like me to write about or podcast about, you got me on Facebook, Wade for Wireless on Facebook, Wade for Wireless at Gmail, leave a comment in my blog. I'm going to throw a number in my blog. You can call me and leave a message. Hopefully it'll leave a message. And just let me know, okay? I'm here to help. Now, I'd like to hear feedback for what you guys want, because I did that workers' field aid for tower site work. So what I was trying to do there was just give you guys some things that would help you out in the field, because I know there's going to be more and more cranes used with all the remote radio heads that AT&T wants to put up, a lot of safety stuff. And the reason I like it in PDF is because I thought that would be something that, you know, you guys could have either on your phone, on your iPad, or just print it out and take it out with you. And, you know, one guy got back to me, he didn't like all the pictures in it, so I'm going to come out with more books that have more writing in it. But I want you guys to be smart and be safe. I want you to pay attention while you're out there. Make sure that you make a plan. Make sure that you follow the plan. And when I say a plan, there's several plans, right? You have your safety plan, you have your daily work plan, and you're going to have a long-term plan. Chances are the project manager will set a lot of the long-term plan up for you. So what you should be worried about is the task at hand. If you're a tower site, you're installing something. If you're doing these small cells and you have to do 2 to 5 to 10 a day, whatever, 10 a day is a little aggressive. But let's say you have to really crank them out. You want to crank them out, but you want more than just to get the job done. You want the job done right. You want the job done clean. You want it to look pretty. You want everyone safe. You want them to go home at the end of the day without injury, without error, without problem. And you want to make sure that everything is working the way it's supposed to work. So those are all very important. So with that, you should have a good plan. The more you do, the more you learn, and the better it is for everybody. So all right, guys, be safe, be smart, and pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing. Take care, guys. Bye.